It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Last weekend, vampires and penguins took over the Cineplex. Thanksgiving has brought a Muppet invasion, so what next? Well, there are 37 days left in 2011 and almost that many movies waiting to open. So we asked Bob Mondello for a selective preview.
How do you like your Steven Spielberg? Classy and epic, like Saving Private Ryan, or raucous and comic, like Indiana Jones? Actually, this year, you're okay either way, because in the space of a single week, Spielberg will open two potential blockbusters. The Indiana Jones-ish one is a treasure hunt based on a comic book, The Adventures of Tintin.
I don't think you realize this, but you're about to walk into a whole mess of danger.
It's Spielberg's first foray into 3D motion capture technology.
Look at this.
The results are pretty gorgeous. Nonstop action on several continents, not to mention in the air and at sea. And a mere 4 days after Tintin opens, the director will be back with a drama that's a bit more hooves on the ground, as it were. A battlefield saga set in World War I about a British youngster and a noble steed.
What is it?
It's a horse they find wandering about in no man's land.
What kind of an horse?
A miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess.
War Horse is also a hit play on Broadway at the moment, and Spielberg's not the only one who's looking stageward for the holidays. There'll be star-studded Shakespeare, Coriolanus, which will mark the directing debut of Ralph Fiennes, and the Broadway smash Gods of Carnage will hit the screen as Just Carnage, a comedy in which two couples meet to discuss a fight between their 11-year-old sons.
Do you know what they were arguing about? Because Ethan won't say a word.
Ethan wouldn't let Zachary be a part of his gang.
Ethan has a gang?
And he called him a snitch.
Did you know that Ethan had a gang?
No, but I'm thrilled to hear it.
Why are you thrilled?
Because I had one. I was the leader.
So was I.
By the end, director Roman Polanski will have these folks behaving even more childishly than their kids. Any more childish, in fact, and you'd need to call a sitter, though probably not the one from The Sitter, who's lazy and irresponsible, as played by Jonah Hill. Other misbehaving grown-ups include a mean-spirited writer of teen fiction in Young Adult, who returns to her hometown to reclaim her high school boyfriend.
You can come to the city with me like we always planned.
Mavis, I'm a married man.
No, we can beat this thing together.
As written by Diablo Cody and played by Charlize Theron, this is a woman on a mission. Men try to stop her at their peril, and that's something you might also say of men who come up against Maggie Thatcher, at least as she's pictured in the film Iron Lady. We meet the British Prime Minister when she's in her dotage, remembering when she was first being groomed to run for elective office.
That hat has got to go, and the pearls, but the main thing is your voice. It's too high and it has no authority.
I may be persuaded to surrender the hat. The pearls, however, are absolutely non-negotiable.
Meryl Streep transforming herself again.
That's the tone that we want to strike.
You can't hand Streep an Oscar nomination just yet, though, because Glenn Close has an even bigger transformation up her sleeve. In Albert Nobbs, she plays a woman who managed for 30 years in 19th century Ireland to pass as a man.
Jesus, you're a woman.
You won't tell on me.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
As long as we're introducing possible Best Actress nominees, let's include the English language girl with a dragon tattoo, Rooney Mara.
Hey, hey, who do you think you are?
Can I call you Elizabeth? I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
That other voice is Daniel Craig, and they're directed by David Fincher, who proved with Zodiac and Seven that he knows his way around a suspense film. There are quite a lot of those in the holiday mix, including a fresh version of an espionage classic by John le Carré.
All I want from you is one code name. Tinker. Tailor. Soldier. Spy.
Gary Oldman plays George Smiley, stepping into shoes once occupied by Alec Guinness. For those who prefer a pop take on covert operations, Tom Cruise and his Impossible Missions Force are back in Ghost Protocol, trying presumably not to become ghosts.
The Russians are classifying this as an undeclared act of war. The blame points to you and your team. The president has initiated Ghost Protocol. The entire IMF has been disavowed.
So what happens now?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it,
Oops. Well, that's awkward. Guess they're on their own. Okay, let's shift gears for a sec. This being Hollywood's prestige season, when everyone's jockeying for awards consideration, the art house crowd will have plenty to choose from, including A Separation, about a family in Iran faced with a life-altering decision, Shame, in which Michael Fassbender plays a sex addict whose life is in crisis, In the Land of Blood and Honey, an ethnic cleansing drama that finds Angelina Jolie not in front of the camera but behind it as both writer and director, and Pariah, the story of an African-American teen who's growing up lesbian in Brooklyn.
I'm really sorry I bugged out. It's just I didn't know that you... I wasn't expecting that.
First kiss? It's cool.
Her parents don't think it's so cool, which explains the title, Pariah. Other stories dealing with family crises include Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, based on a novel about the aftermath of 9/11. We Need to Talk About Kevin, in which Tilda Swinton tries to understand why her teenage son went on a killing spree. We Bought a Zoo, based on a memoir about a family that, well, buys a zoo. And though I hesitate to mention this one, the saga of a long-planned family cruise ship vacation that goes terribly awry. Chipwrecked with singing chipmunks. Not the way you want to spend the holidays? Well, there are other horrors at the Cineplex. Alien invaders, abandoned children, a film directed by Madonna. Happily, there are also heroes you can count on. Among them, Sherlock Holmes and Watson in A Game of Shadows.
What are we up against here?
The most formidable criminal mind in Europe.
Professor James Moriarty.
If we can stop him, we shall prevent the collapse of Western civilization. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Except maybe at the box office. I'm Bob Mondello.